My Dad, Arthur Clement Whiting. By A. Milton Whiting. There are many qualities and attributes that Dad has, which I am sure he is far too modest to mention in his autobiography. I feel he has been the guidance and strength in perpetuating great-grandmother Isaacson's missionary fund, which over the past 15 to 20 years has contributed approximately $40,000 to young men serving on missions, many from the Whiting family. He has realized the responsibility a brother has towards taking care of his own family, and has been totally unselfish with the material things in life which are his. I have seen him month after month, year after year make certain that sisters, sisters-in-law, whoever it might be, did not want for the necessities of life. He has not only contributed great financial assistance, but also leadership to the family reunions held over the years at the homestead. He personally took the initiative towards having the homestead permanently incorporated, so that it might forever be a shrine to Grandma and Grandpa Whiting and held in trust for their posterity. He has not only been an employer but also a true friend and counselor to hundreds of people who have worked for him. The townspeople of Holbrook also, almost daily seek his advice concerning personal and business affairs. But besides all of these many qualities, there is still another that I have not mentioned that is almost unparalleled. It began when Dad was a young man and had recently returned from a mission. He was asked to speak at the funeral of Deck McCrae's child. Since that time, and especially since Dad's residence in Holbrook, he has ever increasingly been called upon to speak at funerals. I doubt if any other person other than a paid clergyman has spoken at more services. How great a tribute to him that people of every race, religion, and status seek his words of comfort in their time of sorrow. He has spoken throughout the area, even as many as 3 different times within one family. He also spoke at his brother E.I.'s funeral as well as the 2 sons, Virgil and Far. And as the years go by, his wisdom and understanding seem to ever increase. With all of his many accomplishments in life, I wouldn't be surprised if this last one mentioned will be the greatest of all as the years go by.